אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם.
We are reading in the readings of בעל הסולם. We are in the introduction to פי חכם. We are mid article in the paragraph starting with this explains. You can find our study material on the galaxy or in our site where you can send questions as well. Chosen questions will be asked during the lesson. The introduction to פי חכם from בעל הסולם, we're starting with this phrase, this explains to us why he calls the 613 mitzvot in several places in the Zohar, 613 in the Torah, councils in the Torah. Also in many places in the Zohar, he calls the 613 mitzvot, 613 pkudim, deposits. This is so because at first one must keep the Torah and mitzvot in order to purify his body and enhance his soul. At that time, the 613 mitzvot are as 613 for him, meaning tips by which to ultimately come before the king and be rewarded with the light of his face. Because observing the Torah and keeping the mitzvot gradually cleanse him until he is rewarded with the light of the king of life. Also, it is written similarly in the Gemara, why should the Creator mind if one slaughters at the throat or at the back of the neck? Indeed, the Torah and mitzvot were given only in order to purify Israel with them. However, after one has sufficiently purified and merits the light of his face, one's eyes and soul open, and he is rewarded with attaining the 613 holy lights found in the 613 mitzvot. These are his holy names, meaning the ones that come to our attainment. By keeping each of the mitzvot, one takes the part of the light deposited in that mitzvah, since the mitzvah is a kli, where the light is clothed, meaning a holy name that belongs explicitly to that mitzvah. This is the meaning of the mitzvah is a candle and the Torah is light. At that time, he calls the 613 mitzvot 613 pkudin. It is like one who deposits good stones and gems in a kli and says to his loved one, take this kli for yourself, but guard it from the thieves and robbers. Thus, they only speak of the kli, but their primary intention is the precious stones deposited there.
I think we should read it again.
We will read it again. This explains to us why he calls the 613 mitzvot in several places in the Zohar, 613 in the of light, councils in the Torah. Also in many places in the Torah, he calls the 613 mitzvot, 613 pkudim, deposits. This is so because at first one must keep the Torah and mitzvot in order to purify his body and enhance his soul. At that time, the 613 mitzvot are as 613 for him, meaning tips by which to ultimately become before the king and be rewarded with the light of his face. Because observing the Torah and keeping the mitzvot gradually cleanse him until he is rewarded with the light of the king of life. Also, it is written in the Gemara, similarly, why should the Creator mind if one slaughters at the throat or at the back of the neck? Indeed, the Torah and mitzvot were given only in order to purify Israel with them. However, after one has been sufficiently purified and merits the light of his face, one's eyes and soul open, and he is rewarded with attaining the 613 holy lights found in the 613 mitzvot. These are his holy names, meaning the ones that come to our attainment. By keeping each of the mitzvot, one takes the part of the light deposited in that mitzvah, since the mitzvah is a kli where the light is clothed, meaning a holy name that belongs explicitly to that mitzvah. This is the meaning of the mitzvah is a candle, and the Torah is a light. Is light. At that time, he calls the 613 mitzvot 613 pkudin, which is like one who deposits good stones and gems in a kli, and says to his loved one, "Take this kli for yourself, but guard it from the thieves and robbers." Thus, they only speak of the kli, but their primary intention is the precious stones deposited there.
This is not enough. Maybe I should read it and explain. Okay, so I'm repeating. This explains to us why he calls the 613 mitzvot in several places in the Zohar. He calls the 613 mitzvot 18 berata, meaning it's counsels, advice. This is so. Oh, and sometimes he calls it in the Zohar 613 pkudin, meaning not advice, but commands or deposits. And then he explains what the connection is between these things and the actions we need to do. This is so because at first, one must keep the Torah and mitzvot in order to purify his body and enhance his soul. Meaning, to begin with, we first need to use our will to receive only in order to organize it in Tzimtzum, Masach, or Chozer, in order to bestow that whatever we receive from the host, the Creator, it will all be in order to bestow. At that time, the 613 mitzvot, meaning actions we need to perform with the upper light, to receive it 613 times in all kinds of different forms. So first, it's tips. How to ultimately come before the king and be rewarded with the light of his face, meaning that we correct our vessels. Observing the Torah and keeping the mitzvot gradually cleanse him until he is rewarded with the light of the king of life. Meaning in the correction of our vessels, we gradually let the Creator reveal himself. Also, it is written similarly in the Gemara, why should the Creator mind if one slaughters at the throat or the back of the neck? Meaning it doesn't mean what we do and what's written in the mitzvot in a way that we can understand. In the end, all the mitzvot are there in order to purify, to add Israel in, meaning to purify the intentions from in order to receive to in order to bestow. Indeed, the Torah and mitzvot were given only in order to purify them. However, after one has sufficiently purified and merits the light of his face, one's eyes and soul open, and is rewarded with attaining the 613 holy lights. He starts feeling the Creator being revealed in him, in his corrected desire, and is rewarded with attaining the holy lights found in the 613 mitzvot. These are the holy names, meaning the ones that come to our attainment. meaning as much as I perform actions in order to bestow upon each one of those actions, I discover a new form of the Creator that He bestows to me. Meaning that we come to His attainment in such a way. By keeping each of the mitzvot, one takes the part of the light deposited in that mitzvah. Every time he performs an action in order to bestow, so the light is revealed, meaning the Creator. It's the same thing. Since the mitzvah is a kli, where the light is clothed, after I corrected it, meaning the holy name. The connection between me and the Creator, that belongs explicitly to that mitzvah. This is the meaning of the mitzvah as a candle and the Torah as the light, that I perform a small action to correct the vessel, and by that, I am awarded with that big light that can be revealed in that vessel. At that time, he calls the 600 mitzvot pkudin, like a deposit, that in my corrected vessel, the light is deposited. I receive a bit of the light to correct the kli. After I corrected it, the whole light can be revealed in the corrected vessel. It is like one who deposits good stones and gems in a kli and says to his loved one, take this kli for yourself, but guard it from thieves and robbers. Thus they only speak of the kli, but their primary intention is the precious stones and deposited there. So we correct the kli, the will to receive in order to bestow, but actually we mean revealing the Creator in the kli, that by this we are giving contentment to Him, and by this we are reaching dvikut. Yes, Michael.
Rav, it's not clear what's the difference between the work in 613.18 and 613 pikudin.
The 18 are corrections, and the pikudin is the revelation of the Creator and the created being.
But also in the 613, you said there's a masach and a
corrections on the kli. And pkudin is receiving the light in order to bestow.
So tzimtzum, masach, and ochozer is correction?
It's a correction. It's, of course, it's before reception. You have to correct the kli. The kli has to be equipped. The will to receive needs to go through the restriction, masach, and revelation of the Creator in order to bestow in reflected light. And then reception, that's on the rosh of the patzuf afterwards. Receiving the Creator in the toch, in the Creator, until the tabul. That's called pkudin.
So every mitzvah, there's a stage of 18 and pkudin. First 613.18, and then...
No. Each and every mitzvah that I do, I first have to do it in the gosh, then in the guf. That's it. You can say no, but everybody's included with all of them. There's a lot of calculations, but actually, towards what's revealed, I don't need to calculate. The Creator filters it and gives me what's right for my degree, for my state. And by this, I need to participate. Another part.
To continue, or?
Venoda besifrei Kabbalah,
it's known in the books of Kabbalah, that the meaning of the holy name, the Blessed Holy One, or Kudsha Brichu, the same in Aramaic, written by our sages and in the Zohar, is named after the Havaya, Yud-Hei Vav-Hei. This holy name contains all the holy names until one higher than high. Thus we learn that the Torah and the Creator are one. Even though the masses do not see him in the Torah, but only stories, sentences, and laws. Indeed, I have already explained that apples of gold in settings of silver is how the 613 pkudin are called. It is as our sages said, the whole Torah is the names of the Creator. Hence, the Torah and the Creator are one. Yet there are general and particular, where the Creator is the assembly of all the names and the general light. And the Torah is divided into 613 lights. It follows that all of them together are one and are the Creator Himself.
So what does he want to say? That what is revealed inside us in our corrected will to receive, the lights are revealed, meaning the names of the Creator, and by that, gradually, we attain Him. That's called Israel who attains, the person attaining. Uraita, the light, is the corrections, and Kutche Berichu is the Creator that is revealed in those corrections. That is the corrected will to receive, and the Creator in there, and the light, they all get revealed as one thing. Okay? So we have PT 19 with that same question up there. I don't know how long already.
No, why? It's 5 minutes.
No. Oh, His Honor.
He says that the mitzvah is the secret of the kli, and first of all, what's a mitzvah altogether? What?
Mitzvah is a commandment from above, that you are commanded to correct yourself. How much? 613 times, that you have 613 desires that you need to correct.
And then why does he write that the mitzvah corrects the kli?
That correction you're doing on your will to receive eventually builds the kli to reveal the Creator.
How do I execute a mitzvah, bottom line, in the 10, for example?
By the connection in the 10, dvikut in the friends, love thy friend as yourself. You build your desire by coming out of yourself towards love of others, and from love of others towards the love of the Creator. And to the extent that you are in such a tendency towards the friends and towards the Creator, you are giving Him a place to be revealed, according to your tendency to love towards them and His tendency to their love. And by this, through the friends, you meet.
But there are many mitzvot, not one mitzvah, or am I wrong?
No, it's all one desire that we need to correct. But because we can't do it at once, it's divided into 613 parts.
Thank you.
Great, he was calmed him down quick. Ashkelon 3. Is there Ashkelon 3 or not?
Microphone.
Okay, they don't know how to use it. Teach them, it's the second time already.
What does it mean to keep the diamonds from the thieves and the robbers?
The thief is your ego, the will to receive.
Tel Aviv
10.
Rav, is there a matter in knowing all 613?
No, just work towards the connection, and then you discover in your tendency and in the implementation of that connection, you reveal different forms. That is called that you're studying. From your deeds, we will know you. From the deeds, you will learn.
Can I ask another question?
Yes.
He writes that the Torah is divided into 613. Is Israel also divided in such a way?
No. The Torah is divided into Israel, Uraita, and Kutche Berichu. There are three components. Israel, the person yearning towards the Creator. Uraita, the light, is the system of His correction. And Kutche Berichu is the Creator that you reach, the goal. That's why in the Torah you have Tariag, 613 corrections, that our will to receive in such a way is divided. Why is it divided into 613? You can find it in the Zohar, part 12, I think. In our Zohar, I think it's in the 12th book. You can find all kinds of number, why it's divided this way, that way, and so on. I don't remember exactly which part it's in. I think it's either book 12 or 11. Michael, you found it?
No, no, we'll ask the friends in a moment.
Kabu 1.
Thank you, Rav. Question from the 10. How can we guarantee that we perform mitzvah with the correct intention, such that the kli is purified?
That's by doing what Kabbalists tell us. They did it from their experience. They're sharing it with us. And we need, like a youngster, to learn from the adult. That's it. That's our promise for our success. It depends as much as we use what they wrote. You are not going to invent the wheel now to begin with. You're using what they have started. That's why you are in the generation of Gmar HaTikun. They, in their generations, worked as much as they could and they needed to do. And we have come to the state that we're in their hands, and we have to take everything they gave us and keep going and end it. We have to finish this. Okay. What, Michael, did you find?
We were told that it's written in volume 12. We'll find out in which page exactly.
No, they can find it. There's a lot of numbers there. 12 isn't part of the Zohar itself, but we have gathered. It's like a questionnaire kind of thing, that whoever has any specific question, he can find about Patsufim, numbers, names, he can find it there. And, well, if you search for it, you can say it if we have time.
Can I ask about the excerpt? He writes,
yes,
that for many it doesn't seem the Torah, but stories and sentences only.
Yeah, that's what the masses think, that the Torah is speaking about things we need to do in this world with the hands and legs and mouth and so on, and the Torah doesn't mean any of that. Only in work in the heart.
In truth, every time I hear someone speaks in this way, it sounds very childish. It's funny. It's like they think that that's what it's talking about.
But you see, that's the descending of the generations, disconnecting from the internality of the Torah, of the Kli. It's a result of the shattering. It's a result. Why did the temple shatter? When they started preferring the external forms upon the internal ones.
But they're feeling some kind of repulsion. It's like when someone says that it's stories or tales, he says it because it sounds ridiculous to him. He is repulsed somewhat that this is what the Torah talks about. How can you approach someone and explain to him that it's not that?
No. First, everybody thinks that. That's what they teach everybody, and they keep teaching it. And it's a problem that we will need in some way to bring this revolution to the people of Israel. And I'm sure we won't be able to do it, but the time will do it. We have to perform the correction that depends on us, meaning to disseminate between secular people the method of correction, the wisdom of Kabbalah. On the other hand, we need to pray to the Creator to help that it will be accepted. But our direction is only to the masses. I mean, the people of Israel that aren't religious. That's it. And the religious part, we're not touching them, God forbid. That it'll come from above.
USA, LA.
Rob. These 600
USA, LA.
Are these daily states that we must go through while connected in the 10? Is that our job to go through these 613 states in one day while in connection with the 10?
No. זה יום יום קודם כל זה לא יום.
No. Every day, first of all, day doesn't mean that you wake up in the morning till you go to sleep in the evening. Also, all these things is we need to see them in a spiritual way. And work is spiritual way, and actions are spiritual. It's all in spirituality. So don't jump. Keep doing what you're told. If you today perform actions correctly, actions of connection with the friends in the 10, by this you are performing what you need to do. Don't worry. And afterwards, more actions will come and they too will all be aimed towards connection. What we read in Matan Torah and Arvut and All those articles that Bala Sulam and Rabash wrote, it's all only towards connection between people that in them the Creator is revealed. All the mitzvot are our corrections in order to give the Creator a place to be revealed according to equivalence of form.
Can I give you the update on the Rabash night from last night?
No, tagit.
Okay.
Well, basically, we just wanted to bring Rabash to our tent. We united Los Angeles and New York number 2. And what we did is just celebrate how he inspired us and brought us to this society and how we're now uniting here in North America around his writings, around his teachings, bringing them to life. To make it into a practical way so that it just feels like the next degree in America. And we're going to keep doing this every single Wednesday. It was something that was very touching. Maybe other friends can talk about it at another time, but just wanted to let you know it was a great genesis. It's something that really, really inspired us. Thank you, Rob.
Tatzlichu. כולנו אחריכם.
Good, succeed, we're all with you, really. We have a few more minutes, I have to give it to Latin 4. They want to ask for a while.
Gracias, Rav. Cuando corrijo...
Thank you, Rav. When I correct my will to receive...
Question.
With the desire to bestow, it's called an act of correction. When I correct my will to receive and replace it with a desire to bestow, is that considered an act of correction? Is that a mitzvah?
Yes. We talked about it 1,000 times. Write it before you.
Africa.
Write it. Africa.
Question is, what is the correct prayer to help us perform the mitzvot correctly?
The correct prayer is praying to the Creator from the entire 10 to help us connect and be revealed in our connection. That is it. And? I don't know. We have more time? We have? Okay. So, Turkey 3.
Hi, friends. Hi, Ram. A question from our group. What is this 613 mitzvah and what is this valuable stones? Thank you.
I told
you, you're not listening to me. What's up with you? You are not listening. What did I say? You go into that certain book in the Zohar and read what it means. Those mitzvot, they are all of the corrections we have between us. Between us. Listen to this lesson and you'll see I said it. And you're asking right after I said it. How can that be? All of the mitzvot are only to connect ourselves between us in the correct web. That's it. So don't ask me what the mitzvot are. The 613 forms of connection that we will be connected in a web between us, those are called keeping the mitzvot. Every sfira with sfira and sfira and so on until the Creator can be revealed in them.
He asked also, what are those precious stones? What is the connection between the mitzvot and the stones?
I can't explain it now. It's all kinds of words. I can't. You also need to learn that we are studying from the wisdom of Kabbalah, not words, but what we have behind the words. Clear? Okay. Still, we'll give some room for our info.
Before we go over the schedule, we'll learn about dissemination of books in Israel and the world. Please, Shimon. Dear friends, there's an opportunity now, both in Israel and in North America, to do very special dissemination because of all the changes going on in the world. We have a big surplus of books that we want to reach people that will read them. So we're giving an opportunity, mostly in Israel and North America, as Rav recommended in the past many times at the end of a convention, that each would build a home library and give it out and lend to people, to workplace acquaintances, to relatives, and slowly it will reach people. And we want to offer that friends that want to receive, we will move these books without payment, without any fee, to people who want to build this home library. Each should check how many he could put in his home and to slowly move 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 books. And then Shai Haleli will explain how he's managing this project. And then he will make sure that it reaches you. Or either you'll go pick it up or something like that. But each would have that home library in several languages. It's a certain inventory that you could keep and that we can have both in Israel and in the United States. It will be a mail for people who want there. They can write to that mail and slowly, slowly those books will reach them. Please, Shai. That's Shai's email in Israel. Like Shimon said, there's an opportunity. Send me your personal information. I'll come back to each of you. And if you can take it, great. And if not, I can pass it on. There's a certain limited inventory, and whoever goes first, the first served, first asked, first served. He will put the mail for the friends in North America that you can write to, and you can receive. Yes, info at kabbalahbooks.info. You can receive them there as well and give them out.
Schedule
really fast tomorrow.
10 to 11, Oren with Rav, right after him Mushi, then we will watch a rerun from 1 to 2 of one of the morning lessons from the last week. From 2 to 3 we will have a live workshop, and from 8 to 9 in the evening the European Yeshivat Chaverim. Tomorrow regular Shabbat schedule, 4:15 preparation until 7, then a Kabbalist meal till 7:30. We will come back at 2:45 for preparation, 3 to 4 men, 4 to 5 women, 5 to 5:30, women's yeshivat chavirot. And song.
प्यार का मतलब है एकता एक ही एक ही मैं दिखा के ये खुदा प्यार का मतलब है एकता एक ही मैं दिखा के ये खुदा
Together we grow, light awakens our soul. The spark of love flashes, ego is turning to ashes. In lessons with friends, we discover his hand. No lies on the path, I promise I'll cover your back. When we pray for our connection, we can hear his call. We are following one goal. We are ready to go. When we step into the light of our reason so high, together we can fly above the sky.
Sadi sab hai meri sikha, pyar ka matlab hai ekta, ek hi main dikha ke ye khuda. Sadi sab hai meri sikha, pyar ka matlab hai ekta, ek hi main dikha ke ye khuda.
The spark of love flashes, ego is turning to ashes. When we step into the light of our reason so high, together we can fly above the sky.
Sadi sab hai meri sikha, pyar ka matlab hai ekta, ek hi main dikha ke ye khuda. Sadi sab hai meri sikha, pyar ka matlab hai ekta, ek hi main dikha.
प्यार का मतलब है एकता एक ही मैं दिखा के ये खुदा
सारी सब ने मैंने सीखा प्यार का मतलब है एकता एक ही मैं दिखा के ये खुदा